happens?
Well, one of the things we decided at the outset is that we wanted to use what was out there, what was in the day-to-day life and the day-to-day path of ordinary people, rather than develop something within government and then try to push it out. And so we used the America Competes Act to challenge developers all over the country to design this app.
The thing that I think that is fascinating about all of these challenges is they wind up being really cheap, don't they? The ROI is really easy to demonstrate.
Well, it certainly is a lot less expensive and a ton faster than paying somebody to spend a year or two developing something, which then is hard to change or might even be obsolete by the time you get it done.
Mm-hmm. I think people have been surprised both in and out of government at how resourceful just average citizens are and how willing they are. You're offering the best application receives $10,000 from HHS and free admission from Health 2.0 to the 2012 Health 2.0 conference. And then second place gets $5,000, third place gets $1,000. I imagine there are some infrastructure costs on the part of the agency, but as you said, nothing that anywhere is near what it would cost if you put out an RFP and then you went through the whole procurement process and hired someone in the typical government way to build this for you.
That's exactly right. And what I hope we can do is tap into an incredible well of creativity in the American people in doing this.
Tell me about the turnaround time, too, because you mentioned that it's faster, and if you could put some numbers to that, that would be helpful.
Well, I think the challenge was launched today. People have until the end of hurricane season. It's fitting that today is our first real hurricane, actually, for the season. They have to the end of hurricane season until November 4th, and we'll announce the winner in December, and then hope to launch and pilot it with Facebook.
Do you have some ideas about how you want the app to work and what you want it to do, more specific than what's in the information that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com through the HHS site? Or are you really leaving that up to the developers once they meet the broader parameters of what you have in mind?
I think it's best that we just set broader parameters and then, again, tap into people's creativity. I fully expect we're going to get a lot of ideas that we haven't heard about before. My overall goal is just to be sure people are connected to one another.
The HHS website says the goal is an app that enables a Facebook user to invite three Facebook friends to become lifelines, points of contact who agree to act as a source of support during disasters, and talks about what that means. And so really somebody then could, who's developing an app, could respond in any number of different ways, and you might get things that you don't really have an idea of, I suppose.
That's exactly right, and that's the hope. I mean, what we know, basically, is that people who are connected to other people and have somebody they can count on live longer and manage their disease better. So we think that they ought to be able to survive a disaster better if they have those things in place, too.
When you go to review these, do you have some criteria in mind already to judge them, even if you can't share them with me, of course, because that would tip people? But do you have some criteria already in mind, or is it kind of one of those we'll know what the winner is when we see it kind of deals?
Well, I think for the challenge, we have to have some criteria in mind, but they're general criteria. And we don't want to foreclose people's creativity.
Dr. Lurie, thank you very much for being here to talk about this. As I mentioned, we have some information about it linked up at federalnewsradio.com, and it would be great to have you come back when we get some winners and talk about the process as it plays out.
That's great. Meanwhile, get all your innovators to go online and think of some great ideas, because good ideas come from everywhere.